A dad asked his son, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" "A garbage collector," said the boy. The dad asked, "Why a garbage collector?" "Well," said the kid, "they only work Tuesdays."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's amazing what you can find rummaging through trash. Just ask Edward St. John, who pulled from a trash can, are you ready, a winning lottery ticket. John pocketed $1 million worth of prize money and even agreed to share some with the poor guy who threw it away. Now, before you go rifling through dumpsters, take a minute to laugh about these actual signs found on trash cans. This one's on a garbage can in a park. "Caution, please open carefully as there may be a squirrel inside." So how did you lose your finger again? On a sign in the south, "No trespassing, no dumping, no picking up, no nothing." On a dry cleaner's window, "Anyone leaving their garments here for more than 30 days will be disposed of." Wow, that's pretty harsh. When I was a kid, a friend and I would walk around with a black marker on Saturday mornings and change garage sale signs to garbage sale signs. It's easy. But don't do it. You never hear the end of it, really. Today, I enjoy shopping at garbage sales. I mean, garage sales. One man's garbage can be another man's treasure. Just ask Fabio Chavez. He's a church choir master who directs the Recycled Orchestra of Cultura, Paraguay. Fabio has shown us what an inventive person can do with a little trash. Cultura is located on the outskirts of Asunción. It's a community formed around a landfill. Most people here make their living selling plastic bottles or anything they can recycle from garbage. There is trash everywhere, and people. Most of the residents are kids and young folk who are prone to drugs and delinquency. One day, Fabio started looking around at all the garbage and had an idea to get the kids off the streets and out of the landfill. With the help of Nicolas Gomez, a trash picker, Chavez began to fashion discarded junk into musical instruments. Old water pipes became saxophones. Forks, knives, spoons, and coins became the keys. Cans and bake trays were used to make violins, and percussion drums were made with wooden pallets or trash cans. Imagine! I played trumpet in a high school band, and I think some seated around me wanted to throw that trumpet in the landfill, but Fabio was doing the opposite. Before long, Fabio was teaching the children to play these instruments, and today, thanks to the documentary film Landfill Harmonic, Chavez and his young landfill musicians have performed around the world, playing instruments made from garbage. They've met European royalty. They've received awards from the royal crowns of the Netherlands and Spain. They have even given lectures at conferences, inspiring millions. It's a long way to come from a garbage dump in South America. This is what Chavez says. "I think we have to be grateful for the gifts we have received. We must be responsible because those gifts should serve others too. It's like the Bible says, you can't hide a light under the table. The light has to be where it can illuminate everyone." And the orchestra is illuminating so many. Reminds me of another story I've heard. The story of a God who brings beauty from ashes, who takes things that are messy and broken, like me and you, and uses them for his glory. Isn't that encouraging? Jesus' disciples were a motley crew of prone-to-wander people. Yet God redeemed them and changed the world through them. He can do that with us, too. If the joy is gone and you feel like he's forgotten you, never forget what Revelation 21 promises. A day is coming when he will make all things new. Are you down in the dumps today? Remember, God will find a way to make something beautiful even out of this.
Have you read the latest issue of Truth and Life magazine yet? You can find it online now at the Laugh Again website. Truth and Life is filled with encouragement and humor from Phil Calloway, plus a variety of engaging and life-relevant Bible-based articles from other ministry guests. You can even have it delivered to your home free of charge. Sign up today by calling 1-800-663-2424 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.